Dean PXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
Former intern, current dirtbag Nick, back in the studio for Team PXY Fake News.
I am so hyped.
Dirtbag Fridays.
By the way, we do have your chance to win Chainsmokers and 5 seconds of summer tickets coming up in less than 15 minutes or so. We've got a little game we want to play. We're going to try something new this morning that also involves Nick. But let's get to fake news. Again, the rules of the game, very simple. We have three ridiculous stories, which we'll read to you. Two of them are true. One of them...
a thing called fake news.
It is Nick's job and your job as a listener to figure out which is the fake news. You can always jump in at 222-9800 or the Club PXY safe text line at 69822. It's a big one for you, Nick, because you're two in a row right now.
Yeah, I'm not as nervous as I have been the past couple weeks because I was
just
really playing catch up.
Just
you know?
Wait. You
yeah,
will.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just wait.
All right, give it to me. Give it to me. Let's
All
go.
Right, headline one. Let's do this.
Person goes to smoke pot in abandoned house, finds tiger. If a pothead told you they saw a tiger in an abandoned home in a large metropolitan area, would you believe them? That's the story police got from a Houston man who told them he went into an abandoned Houston home to smoke weed and discovered a tiger inside the house. The police were skeptical, but upon arrival at the home, they indeed found a tiger in a cage in the home's garage, like something straight out of The Hangover. The home had been abandoned for some time, but the tiger was left with several packages of meat.
Oh, good.
Officers tranquilized the cat, and it was transferred to an animal sanctuary in Texas. The incident is still under investigation, and the legal fate of the tiger's owners is unknown at this time.
That fake news.
Headline number two. A wedding turns to chaos when the groom hits on and flashes a venue employee, then brawls. There's a 37-year-old guy named Timothy Anders, and he got married in Topeka, Kansas back in November. And it's safe to say the reception didn't go as planned. Apparently, Timothy got super drunk and did the following things. 1. Hit on one of the waitresses. B. Eventually followed her into the women's room where he exposed himself. C. Tried to pay her $100 to have sex with him. D. Got into a brawl with country club staff when they wouldn't let him take alcohol outside. And E. Fought when the cops showed up to arrest him.
Sure.
He was hit with a ton of charges on Wednesday, including indecent assault, indecent exposure, imprisonment, harassment, simple assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
Yeah, normal weekend for Dirtbag Nick.
No words on how his new wife feels about the situation.
It's all fake news.
Headline three, holy cabbage! Australian couple grows giant vegetable. It's the vegetable version of James and the Giant Peach. An Australian couple has managed to grow an enormous cabbage, almost the size of an adult human. Rosemary Norwood and her husband, who live in Tasmania off the coast of Australia, began growing the giant vegetable in April of 2018. They attribute their gardening success to, quote, a good wet spring, good rainfall, and hot weather in the early summer. They were also successful in staving off slugs, butterflies, hungry wallabies, and possums. The cabbage ended up large enough to provide almost 2 weeks worth of coleslaw.
So stupid.
This fake news was indeed fake news.
There you have it.
There you go, Nick.
Three stories for...
They're all dumb.
Of course they're all dumb. They're always dumb.
Yeah, they are always dumb.
Again, quick recap of the headlines. Headline one, person goes to smoke pot in abandoned house, finds tiger. Headline two, wedding turns to chaos when the groom hits on and flashes a venue employee and then brawls. And headline three, holy cabbage, Australian couple grows giant vegetable. How
God.
You feeling?
Lost?
Flabbergasted is the perfect word.
See, you said before, you're like, I'm pretty confident riding, and this happens every week.
Yeah, it does.
You're confident until you hear the stories, and then you have no clue.
And then I win if we go for the past 2 weeks.
Well, sure.
So we'll see how it goes today.
Nick is going to go for three in a row. Can you help him out? Which story do you think is the fake news? You can call at 222-9800 or text us. Nick, do you want to know what they're saying on the Clip PXY Safe text line at 69822?
Yeah, give me some help.
Okay. There's a little game that we all like to play when we do this. It's the, well, I hope such and such story is true, and a lot of people are hoping the tiger story indeed is true. Some votes for the second one. It's kind of up in the air right now. Not a ton of help for you, so it's gonna come down to you.
That's great, thanks.
I know.
All right, so I've narrowed it down between two.
Okay.
And I'm
okay.
Trying to decide which one obviously is fake. I mean, that's the name of the game, right?
Sure.
But they're both so ridiculous that it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the two?
Two and three are my choices that I'm between.
Why are you eliminating the first story of the tiger in the house?
It's a little awkward. This is the first time this has ever happened to me, but I've seen the story beforehand.
Wow.
I know it
have
is
you
true.
Been researching? Have you been doing homework?
I have not. I promise. I have good standard when it comes to the game of fake news.
All right,
sure,
all
yeah.
Right.
But you know what? I think I have my answer.
You do have your answer. All right.
I'm going with headline number two.
Going to go with headline number two. Again, the 3 week in a row winning streak is on the line.
Oh, I lost.
Headline two, a wedding turns out to be to chaos when the groom hits on and flashes a venue employee, then brawls. That is
all
fake news.
Three
in a row.
I think we need to get Devin's back in here. Nick's getting way too good.
Be stopped,
you're getting way too good for
was
your
it,
own good.
It's because when I read the story, I
yeah,
listed things and went A and then one and three.
God.
Yeah, Corey doesn't know how to count.
As soon as you did number one and then B, C, I was like, it's over.
But next
it's
time,
over.
But next time I do that,
ooh.
Is it going to be on purpose?
Ooh.
See, we're really good at trying to throw you off when it comes to what you expect, and we can do that with our next thing.
I'm planting the seeds. Oh, yes, we do have some stuff to give away, and this is going to be a contest for you. Chainsmokers in 5 Seconds of Summer. Again, their new song came out just recently, and they, of course, announced their tour. The song is called Who Do You Love?
So good.
And they're coming to the KeyBank Center in Buffalo October 12th. Tickets go on sale actually less than an hour now, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. If you want to win for free, though, we've got a new game we're going to play. It involves Dirtbag Nick. We'll explain. Coming up in 6 minutes after Ariana Grande with Team PXY.